talking here with John DeClercq, and you're kind of telling me off the air kind of the connection you have with, you know, Gage Hank from back in the day when he went to some of your judging camps when you were at Iowa State. But before we kind of talk about that kind of connection or whatever, you know, this American Royal in Kansas City is a pretty big deal on the livestock judging circuit. I mean, when you have one guy basically on one side of Alito that's coaching Texas Tech and his team wins, and then you have on the junior college division a kid from basically probably within 10 miles of where you lived wins the top individual honor at the junior college level, how rare is that? Or and conversely, how big of a deal is that? I mean, that's pretty impressive to me that, you know, Mercer County natives fared that well at an event like this. Is it a big deal?
Oh yeah, it's actually very crazy. I think we have pretty well four national contests in livestock judging: the American Royal in Kansas City, the North American in Louisville, National Western in Denver, and then the Houston Stock Show and Rodeo. And I would say that you know, the American Royal is probably the second biggest or the second to most prestigious of all those events. And you know, there's I think about, you know, 26, 27 teams in both those divisions, the junior college and the senior college. So in my recollection, I've been around livestock judging. I started judging right, you know, in junior college when I graduated Alito in 2003 and started judging there in 2004, and I've been involved in judging ever since. I've never heard of another time where a coach and a high individual like that have been from the same town or the same county like that. So it's a really interesting that happened or transpired here this last weekend at the Royal.
So for the Mercer County livestock industry, that's something to be really proud of. And it tells you how important the livestock business is, FFA is, livestock judging, county fairs. I mean, I guess people do it right in this neck of the woods, as they say.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, we're very fortunate to get judge or grow up there in Mercer County because it's kind of a bastion for good livestock. There's, you know, good livestock across, you know, cattle, sheep, and hogs, and even kind of starting now in the goats. Maybe not as much when I was a kid, but now getting in the goat deal. So it kind of makes sense that you know, you would produce some individuals that out of that area that would be so competitive at the national level.
And you have a previous connection with Gage, not only that you live in the same area, but he had went to your livestock judging camps back in your Iowa State days. Is that right? Kind of elaborate
yep.
on that.
Yeah, so I used to coach for 5 years out in Ames at Iowa State University and really enjoyed it out there. Great place. And so we'd have a summer camp every year, and Gage and his older brother Carson came, you know, three, four times. I think pretty much every year I was out there, those guys showed up. And I got to know Gage and Carson both really well. Both those guys were extremely talented, first and foremost, but have a real passion for evaluation. And it was neat for me, just particularly on Gage's standpoint, because of, you know, he's pretty young when he came to our first camp. And, you know, I like to think that we had a small part in him, you know, in his evaluation success. But I thought what was so impressive with Gage was each year that he showed back up at camp, he got better. And you could tell he put in a lot of work, you know, throughout the year, him and his family. And, you know, so that's a tribute to not only Gage's work ethic, but the program at Mercer County, that the coaches there that got him to succeed. Like I said, every year when he came back, it's like, wow, he's just that much better than the year before. And I'm not surprised that he had the type of success that he's had so far at the national level and junior college, because if he's got that perfect kind of blend of being a great stock kid, but at the same time having the right kind of work ethic.
All right, so as we wrap up here with John DeClercq, I mean, this is a sustaining kind of thing for Mercer County, right? Because I assume that there were some people that impacted your life at a young age, and I know a lot of it had to do with family, right? But then you're impacting maybe, you know, as you say, a small part in, you know, Gage Hank showing livestock and having success at this national livestock judging contest like the American Royal. But and then, you know, it's on him too that he carries that on and sustains that, where somebody picks up something from him. Apparently, that, you know, that's going on in Mercer County.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. You know, I think that Mercer County has been very fortunate that there's a lot of tradition of, you know, students that have come out of there and have judged it at the collegiate level and around the country at various different institutions. And it's kind of, like you said, passed on. You know, there's been not only just the coaches throughout the years that have done just a great job and FFA teachers in that county that have been very influential in students, but there's just been a lot of, you know, mentors, maybe people that didn't necessarily were formal coaches, but the type of people that encouraged those youngsters to get after it and to really the value of livestock judging and what they could do. It's been kind of a great kind of fraternity, if you will, just kind of passed on from former students to current 4-H'ers and FFA students that have really made Mercer County very, very competitive.
All right. In Mercer County, we're probably just proud to say home to the one of the top livestock judging coaches in the nation at Texas Tech, and John DeClercq, and they won the senior college division title at the American Royal over the weekend. You were class of what at Aledo again?
2003.
Class of 2003. John DeClercq, way to make a great name for Mercer County livestock, and keep it rolling. We always enjoy talking with you.
Yep, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
That's John DeClercq joining us on WRMJ.